There continues to be concern in Fairbanks about proposed state regulations aimed at reducing fine particulate pollution from wood stoves and boilers. The latest in a series of public meetings on the proposals, a hearing and open house this week, drew big turnouts. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The proposed regulations, which include the ability to ban wood burning, are under attack from both sides of the air quality issue. Some are concerned the regs will limit their ability to heat, while others are worried they don't do enough to reduce sometimes dangerous smoke levels. Cindy Heil, an official with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, describes public participation as strong and diverse.
We're getting all over, the whole spectrum, from very upset that these regulations are not strong enough, to very upset that we're doing them at all, that we should not be having regulations.
Heil says the feedback is helping the DEC refine what it's proposing. She cites input from a local heating contractor. Jim Gibertoni, who installs and maintains boilers and furnaces, is critical of a proposed hourly emission standard for new wood-burning appliances.
I talked to two or three manufacturers already, and they basically said they can do whatever they want up in Alaska. It's not a big enough market. We're not going to design something just for Fairbanks, Alaska. I realize we got a problem here, but they refuse to look realistic at what is going on.
Gibertoni has a state-of-the-art boiler he estimates puts out around 3 grams of particulates per hour, half a gram higher than what the state is proposing for new units installed in the Fairbanks area. Gibertoni is also suspect of the state's proposed burn ban authority and how it will be enforced.
It's not reasonable. Are they going to have smoke cops? I don't know if they're going to have smoke cops. I don't know where this is going to go.
The proposed regulations are in response to proven health impacts tied to breathing fine particulates, but some locals, like heart transplant survivor Ray Sobolski, aren't concerned.
You know, when people say, "Oh, it's heart," it's heart, it's lung issues, it's this and that. I think I got just as much card on that as anybody else in the simple fact that, I had a heart transplant.
Sobolski says a virus damaged his original heart, but since the operation, he hasn't had any problems, despite working in town where smoke can be acute.
That's the honest truth. I work in an environment that is technically supposed to be really, really bad for you, and I've never had an issue.
Sobolski points out that smoky conditions are typically localized and often change quickly with the weather. The dismissive attitude frustrates people worried about air quality and its impacts on short and long-term health. Fairbanks resident Ron Yarnell says he's grown impatient with the drawn-out air quality debate.
We have a lot of people that aren't being responsible citizens. They just feel that their right to burn wood trumps other people's right to have good health.
Yarnell, who uses a wood stove, says he supports burn bans on bad days.
I'm tired of it. It's been so long. I think the state should just step in, or EP, I don't care who does it, and just say this is the way it's going to be, and they can maybe make some exceptions for people that just don't have the money to be able to convert to other stuff.
Another local, North Pole resident Paul Finch, cites recent years spent living in a smoky city in Mongolia, an experience he says shows how bad air quality from wood burning can get.
I'm just glad to live in a country where we have a process that we can have air standards. That was the number one polluted city in the world. And so I know what it's like, and we don't want that. We can do better. It's America.
The state will hold a final public hearing on its proposed fine particulate pollution regulations January 21st in Fairbanks. The regulations are being developed for incorporation into a state implementation plan required by the Environmental Protection Agency. The state will also take public comment on that plan. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.